WQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I would like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mr. Mel, in Prosperity. KG4PFI, Mr. Don, in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, in Simpsonville. N4ASW, Mr. Tony, in Asheville. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, in Greenville. KW4TS, Mr. Jim, in Pelzer. N4JBM, Mr. Jerry, in Campobello. KD2RKN, Mr. Jason, in Williamston. W4TOA, Mr. Grant, in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, in Anderson. W2MJB, Mr. Mark, in Simpsonville. KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, also in Simpsonville. K1CJW, Mr. Rowland, in Pickens. KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, in Dacusville. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave, in Easley. KN4RJN, Mr. John, in Brown Summit. We do appreciate all who used the pre-check feature on the website. Next, we will move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink station is Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4YP, KA3JCA. Thank you, Anna, for calling the net. This is Richard, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. I am currently at the hospital, still in the emergency room. I'd like to check in my wife, Miss Sally, KA4JCA, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha. She's trying to get some much needed rest. And then Miss Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, KA4ACL. And our club call is Kilo 3, Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KA3JCA, Mr. Richard. And Mr. Richard, I am so sorry to hear you're still in the hospital and hope that everything gets squared away soon. We'll certainly keep you in our prayers. Mr. Richard also checks in his wife, Sally, KA4JCA. I hope she is getting some much-needed rest. And their daughter, Miss Ashley, KA4ACL. And he also checks in her club call, K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. I would also like to go ahead and check in my husband, KO4NUE. He usually calls the net on Tuesday nights, but we needed to switch because of some upcoming schedule changes for me. So I'm calling for him tonight, but he is here with me in the ham shack. All right. Next, we will move on up to our RF stations, and tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. The Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, And I am James. I'm up here on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
FE. Good chat, both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Anna, to you and Chad, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
RYP. Echo India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
For RYP. Thank you again for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I wish everyone a good night. 73.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, in Tuxedo. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. James. Hope you are well. W4IOE, Mr. Sid, in Fletcher. Always good to hear you, Mr. Sid. Thank you for stopping by. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, in Table Rock. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Andy. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over in Greer. He brings along his lovely wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, I have you down for ride two. I'll be down back to you in just a little bit. And KA3JCA, Mr. Richard, I also saw your message that you will stick around for ride two, so I will circle back around to you in a little bit also. All right, let's do one more call for stations with the suffix of your call, beginning I through L, India through Lima. Wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we are going to slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike through Papa, M through P. Station with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, KG4MUK. Wayne, I'm over in Seneca, mobile negative and negative.
Happy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont tonight into the workplace. 73 to you, Miss Anna. Chad, all on the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
RYP. Evening, Anna. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar. November, Oscar. Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4. Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kill Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Good evening, Miss Anna. This is on Ted. Please check in. 204 Austin, India, Mike.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne, who's mobile over in Seneca. You be safe out there, Mr. Wayne. Thank you for stopping by. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobile in Piedmont on the way to work. Hope you have a good night at work, sir, and thank you for stopping by and checking in on your way. Next, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they are all in Piedmont tonight. Miss Lorena, it is always a joy to check you into my net. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello. And then Mr. Walt, over in Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Walt. You are sounding good. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we will move on up to the next section of our alphabet. Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Good evening, Miss Anna and Chad. Please check in N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4RYP. Check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
This is KO4RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom over in Greer and 0TR. Mr. Tom, always good to hear you. Please tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And Mr. Chris over in Liberty, KO4QLG. Mr. Chris, thank you for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate it. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we're going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any stations wishing to check in? Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Turn KO4HKX. That is Patrick, and I am mobile on 25 tonight. And also, would you check in N4ZLK by phone relay? And we will be negative and negative. Thanks for calling it.
YP. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, who is mobile on Highway 25 tonight. Mr. Patrick, you be safe out there. And Mr. Patrick checks in Mr. Shane in 4ZLK by telephone relay. So thank you, Mr. Patrick, for bringing Mr. Shane along, and hope you all have a great evening. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Always good to hear you check in with me, sir. Thank you. I hope you're having a great evening as well. We're going to pause for just a second and go up to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good to hear you. Good to hear you and talk to you again, Miss Anna. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself all on the net. And do be sure and tell Chad I say hello.
This is KO4RYP. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, over in Greenwood. And Mr. Stephen, Chad says hello back to you. Hope you are doing well. Thanks for stopping by. All right, we're going to give one last call for Uniform through Zulu. Any stations U through Z wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. None heard, so we're going to move on up to our next section of alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call, A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4RYP. Anna, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Kingston, Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
4RYP. Miss Anna, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP.
Hi, Chad in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
K4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. Dave over in Greer, W4DJW. Mr. Dave, always great to hear you check in. Thank you for all you do. And Mr. Keith over in Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you are having a great evening. Mr. Kurt over in Greenville, KN4BLH. Always good to hear you, Mr. Kurt. Hope things are well for you. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary over in Easley, and he brings along with him his pretty little bride and my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, thank you for stopping by. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and we need to get together soon. I miss her. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in? Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4RYP. Passing herds, we're going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Echo Through Hotel. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning E through H, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP.
4
Foxtrot, Romeo Yankee, this is
London,
over Lyman, and I'm negative and negative.
4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
RYP. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, that's Ann and Landrum, and check in KO4HYD, that's Steve, we're mobile. Nice to hear your voice, Anna.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda, over in Lyman. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hope you are having a great evening. Good to hear you on the radio tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up in Candler. Hope things are well up there for you tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping by. And my good friend, Miss Ann, KO4HYC, and she brings along her husband, Steve, KO4HYD, and they are mobile on their way back to Landrum. You all be safe out there, Miss Ann, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. Any additional stations wishing to check in Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4RYP. All right, that silence usually means we've gotten everybody in that group, so we're going to go ahead and open it up to the entire alphabet. Any call sign at all wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo. Lloyd in Sensville. I mean negative and negative.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over in Berea. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you are well. And Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, one of our Monday night net controllers, KO4JKB. Thanks for stopping by tonight with me, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are having a good evening. And Mr. Lloyd over in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Always good to hear you, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. So first up on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Dispatcher Larry, the stuff is all yours.
RYP. Hello there, Anna. I was in the kitchen talking with Donna about some other stuff, and fortunately I have a little HT in there in the kitchen that I turn on to monitor the net from time to time. So I had that turned on, and I heard you call, and I just had to, you know, hightail it, as they say. So all is fine and well here. And I kind of like to hear what your day was like, so, and then I'll pick it up after. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, this is KO4RYP. I had a very busy day today, but it was good. I got a lot of things done. I did sit through a lot of meetings, but that sometimes is the norm, so, but all is well. As you were talking, it made me think of, you know, last time I called the net, we had a conversation about the word scooch, and you just said that you hightailed it back into your radio room, so I'm wondering if you know where that phrase, hightail it, came from. I mean, we know what it means, that you were in a hurry, but I wonder where that phrase originated.
You got me, didn't you? I can only guess that a dog, or for that matter a cat, when they take off, they rely on their tail as counterbalance. And it's always high in the air. And so to take off, a quick burst to get you going, if you've got a tail, then then you better hightail it. Oh, heaven's sakes. And that's my guess. Do you have a guess?
Chad just said that it might have something to do with the white-tailed deer, like, you know, the white-tailed deer is like a flag, like a tail when it runs away. So, which would be about the same as the dog and the cat doing it too. I have to tell you a funny story, Mr. Larry. So, my daughter has found a new place that sells puppies in Anderson, and she has taken to going by there after church on Sunday, because she has a break between morning, the service in the morning, and when she serves in student ministry in the evening. So she has taken to going by there every Sunday, because they will let you just come in and play with the puppies at your leisure, you know, hoping that you'll fall in love with one and decide you have to have it and purchase it and take it home. So every Sunday now, for the past couple of Sundays, I've gotten some pictures of her holding very, very cute puppies with a look of a sort of begging look herself on her face, and telling me things like, "Mom, this is the cutest one. If I got him, I would name him Lawrence."
Yeah, well, being a parent, you know what that tone of voice and those words mean. it's a leading thing. And that's fine. I mean, that's great. And, I mean, I really support adoption. Believe me, I live in a neighborhood with lots of, I guess I can call them abandoned pets. People move. And when they do, if they're moving to a place that doesn't allow animals, then they leave them behind. And then they propagate everywhere, you know. When they're out and like that. So we have lots of kitty cats, especially. Dogs are required to be on a leash, so you'll not have them forced into the same lifestyle, you might say. But I suppose I'm the beneficiary myself of four right now. We have four cats, and all of them are rescues from the neighborhood.
and I know absolutely that one of them was abandoned. Another's kind of, you may have heard me say this, or others may, and I apologize, but it's quite a story. One rainy evening, another ham and I was going to a friend's house. Her husband, another ham, had passed away. She, being the widow, would like some help to identify exactly what he had and what it might be worth, and perhaps to... And so we did that, and it was just pouring down rain that night, pouring down. So as I come home, Donna meets me at the door, and she says, "There's something in the patio." And I opened the door, and I couldn't see anything. So I go to the door, open the door, and right there on the threshold is a little not-yet-weaned kitten. And before that evening was over, I had gone all over this neighborhood in the pouring rain, listening, if nothing else, for little cries. I found two more. So we found a home for one of them, kept two of them. And then Gracie, she was, thank you, honey, she was abandoned as well. And then just recently, a next-door neighbor moved away. I'm quite certain that family moved away, and they left one behind. And I've been feeding her, and we're kind of looking after her now. So I'm quite familiar. And oh, let me tell you, if you've never raised a kitten that hasn't been weaned, that is to say, you bottle feed it and you take care of all of its needs, that is a challenge. That is a really big challenge, and you know, it's probably not just cats, but you have goats, maybe, you know. Well, so have you taken care of bottle feeding any animals? That's a lot of fun. KK4JBQ.
KO4RYP with KK4JBQ. We definitely have, you know, we have some goats down here, and every once in a while we've had something go wrong, and we've lost the mama shortly after birth. Well, one time we lost the mama, and she'd had twins. And then every once in a while, we'll also have a mom for whatever reason. Mostly when they have multiple births, they'll reject one of the babies, and so they won't be able to. They won't feed them. The mama won't feed the baby, so we end up bottle feeding, and that is quite a chore. Several times a day. I'm sure it's even more time-consuming for a kitten. I can imagine they eat a lot more frequently than a baby goat. But I will say that the baby goats that we have bottle-fed, Abby calls them bottle babies, they are the lovinest things and will just follow you around and are more social than the goats that are not, that are just fed by their mamas. So it is a lot of work, but they are sweet. We've recently had, I think we have 8 babies down there right now. So it was one reason Abby brought a bunch of friends home last weekend, because she wanted to bring them all to see the baby goats. But none of that, they're all feeding fine. So we're not having to bottle feed right now, which is a blessing.
You're absolutely right. They do imprint on you as a human if you interact with them at that age. And they make marvelous pets. It is an awesome job, but they make marvelous pets. It took both Donna and I to do the feeding for 3, and the bathroom needs for 3, and keeping them entertained, you know, that they're just everywhere, exploring the world. You know, this is a brand new place. There's nobody that speaks their language around to tell them anything about it. And all they have then is their genetic memory, if that's possible. I kind of think it is, you know, especially for animals like kittens and dogs, puppies, whatever, that they get a lot from what we call instinct. It's passed down, I think.
genetically. Well, anyway, we just love our two abandoned kitties. Remember, we found a home for one. And the others had some age on them. They had been weaned, and they're a little more cantankerous, a little more streetwise, you might say, aware of the world. And anyway, I get along with any animal. I don't care what it is. If it's a horse, my gosh, I love horses. Or a cow. I'll have to come up there sometime and just spend a little time with your goats. Goats is something I've never been exposed to. What can you tell me about them in particular?
Goodness, they are funny. They're especially when they're younger, the little ones, when they get, I guess, into that almost like the toddler stage, I guess. But they love to play with each other and just, you know, climb all over everything. But they are really cute, jumping and running all around. And they're really sweet animals. The billy goat that we have down there, he's not quite as friendly as some of the others. And there's some of the mama goats that really don't care to have anything to do with us unless we're putting some feed in the trough for them. But when the babies are little, they really are sweet. And this one bottle baby that we had, she was born on the 4th of July, and she had a twin. I think that the twin has since found a new home. But Abby named them Betsy and Ross, so we still have Betsy. And she is... she's bigger now, you know, several years old, and she will just can't stand it if you're loving on the new babies, because she remembers being fed, and so she thinks when the humans come down there, they're coming down there to pay attention to her, and she will come right up to you, and she's like a dog, wanting to be petted, wanting to play with you, and they're quite funny. They've all got their little personalities, that's for sure.
And maybe there's something consistent about most animals, maybe a natural tendency to be self-centered. That is, except for a dog. Now, that creature was really created as man's best friend. I do believe that to be a fact of life. They don't think of themselves first. In many instances, they think of your well-being. They're looking out for you. Casey, for instance. And it just comes very naturally to them. That's why we love dogs so much. Anyway, I suppose people listening in had no idea that this would be a gathering of the Animal Lovers Convention. But I don't mind. I wear it proudly. But I'll step aside and let somebody else have the pleasure. Awful nice talking with you, and it really is, truly. Thank you for calling the net for us and being so cordial. This is KK4JBQ. I'm stepping aside.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. And do tell Miss Donna I said hello, and you all have a great evening. This is KO4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to pause for a minute and see if there are any additional stations wishing to check in before we move on with the RAG 2 portion. Any station all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Station, you are not quite readable. If you would like to try again, it sounds like you're just kind of going going in and out. Not sure if you can maybe bump up your power or move over to a different location if you're on HT. But if you'd like to try again, please call KO4RYP.
Come on the radio, I'd use it to throw this bow thing out the window. N4DME, over. AA4QAF and N4DME.
4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome N4DME and AA4QS, Mr. Paul, Mr. Donald, and Tacoa. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I heard you, your signal was great that time, so thanks for rechecking with me. I appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. All right. Any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we will move on up to our next station that's up on the stump for RAG2, and that is KA3JCA. Mr. Richard, I saw you hopped off for a little bit. I think EchoLink kind of knocked you off, but you are back. So go ahead. You have the stump, sir.
Santa, KA3JCA. Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of that last little bit, too, because it started acting up again. Not to mention that my pain medication is finally taken in and so forth like that. But listen, I just want to say thank you to all the hands out there that have reached out to Sally and Ashley. Back in the hospital again, but the VA is trying to resolve the problem and get everything squared away. I had 4 or 5 calls this afternoon, and hopefully I won't be in here much longer. But again, I want to say thank you for everybody that has expressed their prayers and thanks and everything for that. And Anna, I sent Chad a picture of 9 little puppies for you. My uncle David, he raises Labradors, and I thought you would get a kick out of them. They got little names already assigned to them. They were born January 6th. And so I just sent you 9 little pictures of that. And I will tell Ashley about your goats, her little kids there. And if you don't mind, I know she would love to come up and feed them and play with them. KA3JC, back over to you, sir. Our man.
JT's KO4RYP. Ashley is welcome to come and play with the goats anytime she wants to. You tell her to come on up. They really are cute, so they're a lot of fun. And I will probably not share the pictures of the puppies with my daughter because she will decide that she needs one. So we don't need another dog right now, but thank you for sharing those. They are I'm going to go hop on over, look on Chad's phone in just a few minutes. I'm sure they are just precious. And Mr. Richard, we have been praying for you, and you do tell Miss Sally and Miss Ashley if they need anything at all. We're just a phone call away, and that's one thing I do love about our ham radio community, that we look out for each other and take care of each other, and it's really what community is supposed to be. So that's we are here to help with whatever. So we do hope that you are going to get back on your feet really, really soon.
I concur with you there 100%. I was with her a while, and my health took a turn for worse, and I got out of it for a little bit, and then things got a little bit better, and I got back in, and it's just amazing how the people and the camaraderie of our club just reaches out, and everybody makes you feel like family. So it's a great feeling, and I like listening to Larry talk on air. I like listening to get the astronomical star reports that John puts out occasionally. So my goal is to, when I start doing the nets, I think I'm going to Friday nights, like Gary does the swap net on Wednesday. I think I'm going to do a 15-minute session on digital mobile radio. So we'll just, how do you get started? We'll just start talking about that, let people ask questions before I do the rag shoe. So, other than that, Miss Anna, thank you very much. I'm going to let this medicine kick in, and I'm going to lay down, and hopefully I will be on the radio tomorrow and tell Chad I said hi. And everybody else, you guys have a good evening. KA3JCN.
Roger that, Mr. Richard. You get some good rest so you can get better really soon, and we will look forward to that, your Friday night net calls. All right, this is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do I have any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP. Have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP in the Blitz. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we hope to hear you back checking in tomorrow night with Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. He will be calling the net tomorrow and also doing the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. So make sure to tune in tomorrow night, check in with him. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. It's been a true pleasure to be your net control station tonight. I enjoy it every time I have the privilege to call the net. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.